At the very end of the Aliyah of Shlishi, the Bnot Tzlofchad come to Moshe Rabbeinu to petition for a piece of land, even though their father was gone and they were only daughters, so they don't get land the way that most families got land. And they tell Moshe Rabbeinu, even though their father died, Hulo Haya, he wasn't part of any of the bad Eidot. Hulo Haya Batocha Eidah Noadim Al Hashem Badat Korach Ki Bichato Meit Uvanim Lo Ayulo. They tell Moshe specifically, he wasn't part of Adat Korach. Rashi explains, why was that important? Because if he would have been part of Adat Korach, so then he would have been Machti Acherim Imoh. He would have been the kind of person that caused other people to sin along with him. So he wasn't part of any group that was sinning. And Rashi ends by quoting famously, Rabbi Akiva Omer Mekoshesh Etzim Haya, Rabbi Shimon Omer Minam Apilim Haya. Rabbi Akiva says, we actually know who Tzlofchad was. We know what he did. He was the Mekoshesh. Now, it's not exactly clear what Mekoshesh, that he did something with trees on Shabbat, and therefore he was killed because of it. But less popularly known is Rabbi Shimon, who disagrees and says that he was one of the Ma'apilim. One of the Ma'apilim are the people that tried to go to Eretz Yisrael after Chet HaMeraglim against Moshe's orders. The question is, what do we gain by saying he's either Mekoshesh or one of the Ma'apilim? Isn't that just as bad as being, let's say, part of Adat Korach? So one explanation might be that each one of these is not so bad. Tosfot in Baba Batra says that the Mekoshesh was actually trying to do something good. He was trying to show Bnei Israel that even though they had just committed the sin of the Meraglim and they weren't going to go into Eretz Israel, they might have thought that they no longer had to keep the mitzvot, because this generation was never going to enter Eretz Israel. Maybe you only keep the mitzvot in Eretz Israel. And so Rabbi Kiva says the Mekoshesh was teaching them that, no, even if you violate Shabbat in the Midbar, or anywhere outside of Chutz La'aretz, there's still going to be a penalty. So he was L'shem Shamayim. That's what Tosfot says. Similarly, the Ma'apilim, the ones who decided they were going to go at Eretz Yisrael against Hashem and Moshe's orders, the Netziv actually says that those people that were doing it, they were also doing it L'shem Shamayim. They were willing to give up their lives. They knew they were going to die. They were willing to give up their lives to show how important Eretz Yisrael was for them. They were not willing to dwell in the Midbar for 38 years when Eretz Yisrael was so close. And so they were willing to go in. So either way, the people who sinned, whether Tzlofchad was the Mekoshesh or one of the Ma'apilim, he was doing whatever he was doing, L'shem Shamayim. Yom Tov.